You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and we are from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, 34953. You can give us a call at 561-718-2361. And tomorrow morning is our worship. And if you don't have a place to worship and looking for a good place to worship, that is the place to be. First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries. And if you need a ride, give us a call at 561-718-2361. And we'll be glad to come and pick you up so that we can fellowship together in Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank all our listeners for those that are listening to our program. And may God bless you today, because today is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is our motto. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Y'all ready to say it? Here we go. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy does, guess what? He can't make you mad now.
That's right. He's a defeated foe.
Already. In the name of Jesus.
He's defeated.
We are at the radio station. The number at the station is 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. And I just want to remind our audience that September the 19th, 2015, we have our marriage seminar at First Church Fivefold Fellowship, 2855 Brighton Street. And we want everybody to come out, and it will start at noon. We all need a couple of hours of your time. Maybe I can put some spark back into your marriage, put some zest and some joy back into that dead relationship. Amen.
And in addition to that, we are having our Women Ambassadors for Christ seminar. Well, it's not really a seminar, it's going to be a conference. So you're also invited September the 17th, 18th, and we're going to be closing out on the 20th. So we want you all to come out and join us, support us, and we are looking so forward to having you. Our theme this year is spiritual growth in the ministry. So come out and join us.
Yes, yes. And the theme for our marriage seminar is just keep doing it. I know y'all saying, now, what kind of theme is that? If you want to know more about it, come out and I'll explain to it. Just keep doing it. Amen. We're going to have a wonderful time. I'm hoping that that we'll be able to kindle some relationships back together again and bring some spark and put some zest in some eyes. And when you look at your wife or your husband, look at it in a different way, in a different light. Amen. Right now, maybe the fire don't kind of died down a little bit. It got kind of dim, but we want to rekindle, put some more fuel on that fire and get it back up again.
Right. Amen. We want you to start dating Amen. Each other all Amen. Over again.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So last week I was on the radio program and we talked about marriage. So I'm going to continue a little bit more about marriage since we're having a marriage seminar. And we had a great response. We're hoping that people was calling in at 777-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. So I'm going to ask my wife to go ahead and give us a little prayer before we get started.
Father God, we come to you this morning, humble as we know how. Father, we ask that you reach and touch the listeners out there in radio land this morning. And Father, as they are dealing with some issues within their marriage, Father, we ask that even some of the questions or some of the things that you will guide us into today, that it will touch the heart of them and their marriage and to help them to rekindle what has been burned out. And Father, we just ask that you open us up and allow us to feel what each and every one are feeling this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures so we can kind of get into one of the problems that we find in relationship that a lot of us don't know how to do and don't know how to express ourselves. And Genesis chapter 2, we'll start with verse number 20. And it says, and Adam gave name to all the cattle and to all the fowls of the air and to every beast of the field. But Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord has taken from man made he a woman. Woman. I don't see about no steed. Come on now. Made woman. And brought unto her the man. And Adam said, this is now bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. And therefore should a man leave his father and mother and should cleave unto his wife. His wife. His wife. And they shall be one flesh. And they both were naked, and the man and the woman was not ashamed. So now we want to go drop down to chapter 3 in Genesis. And this is where we want to kind of take out the topic from. And it says, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree being desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof. And some people I heard when I was growing up, you tell me it was an apple. You know, but the Bible says it was a fruit. And did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, there's a lot of sermons that you can get out of this one scripture. But as I was contemplating on this scripture, and it was revealed to me that here is one of the problems that we have in a lot of relationship and a lot of marriage. And that is a lack of communication. Lack of communication.
Oh, what a
now,
topic.
Now, all Adam had to do was communicate with his wife and explain to her and tell her what God had said. And if he would have did that, we wouldn't be in the mess that we are in now. Because of lack of communication, and we have, and that's one of the major problems in relationship, lack of communication. Don't know how to express yourself. Don't know how to say what you really want to say. And then we get some men, I ain't say all men, but we get some men who think that they're the king of the castle. They think that the woman don't have no rights, the woman can't say nothing, but that's not a relationship, that's a dictatorship.
I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead, Apostle.
The marriages, some marriages, I'm not going to say all, like you said, they were raised up in certain doctrines.
Yes.
And certain doctrines believe that the woman should be silent in the marriage.
Yes.
Well, how can the woman be silent in the marriage and let the man take control of everything? And it is the woman that is the wiser one in the relationship anyway.
I hear you. I hear you, Apostle. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear. But we got to understand that in relationship, it's supposed to be equally. Now, there are some peoples may not be as wise as other ones. But yet and still, and I'm going to give an example because I can talk about our relationship because we've been married for about 13, 14 years. And I don't really want to have a relationship where my wife cannot express her opinion. I'm not a dictator. I want somebody to at least stand up to me when I'm wrong, to tell me when I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to express, we can have a disagreement, but we don't have to argue. Now, a lot of times, you know, we do stuff, and sometimes we just be wrong, going the wrong way. So a woman has to be wise to let her husband know, baby, if we go that way, this going to happen.
Exactly.
Let's go this way and see what happens. And that's where a man had to be wise enough and understand that he have a helpmeet, not no slave. So her word do matters a whole lot. And I run to a lot of men because we was taught back in the 50s, well, a woman got to stay home, and a woman got to work, and a woman got to take care of the house. That was back in the 50s.
Times have changed.
We in the 2000s now, because things are time.
Times has changed.
It take two salaries these days in order to make it.
That's right.
So ain't nothing wrong with a woman out working, and nothing with a woman learn how to express herself to her husband. That's how you have a healthy relationship, where me and you can communicate with each other. And we get, and there are some women feel like, well, my husband, he know everything. No, he don't. I'm sorry, he don't know everything. If he did, then I'll put him up along with Jesus. Come on now, because along with God, because everybody don't know everything. Come on now, let's get real with the thing. So that what we got to understand is that we got to be able to communicate with one another, and that's what love is all about. Communication.
Well, exactly. So then I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
And radio listeners, you can get involved in this as well. What are some of the concerns couples have in their marriages with each other that causes them not to hear each other?
Well, like I say, you know, you get one party. I mean, sometimes you got some women the same way. You get one party, think they know everything.
Control.
And want to control the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
And can't control the vacuum cleaner. They want to control everything. They do.
And they're really not listening to
each
other.
They ain't listening.
They're not, you know, it's something left when they said, I do. And then after the first maybe 3-4 months of marriage, then they really, really get a chance to see each other. They really begin to know each other's ways. They begin to see each other differently.
Yes.
And some things start to come out that they didn't identify with while they were dating.
Mm.
That's why it's always good to, when the Bible say, try the spirit by the spirit. Yeah, and I know everybody is not on the spiritual level, so to speak, but you have to try the person. You have to test them, mm-hmm. to see. You have to ask questions, even in the relationship, the courtship.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I won't say that it will all be a total surprise, but, you know, we hold back some things.
Yes. Yeah. Let me elaborate on that. And if we really look at our relationships, all signs are there. You know how the person is. It's there.
But you're just ignoring them.
There you go. But sometimes we just ignore the signs.
I could change him.
Yes, it's
I
there.
I could change her.
All signs are there.
Mm-hmm.
And my philosophy, this is my personal philosophy, all human beings have habits. We are just like animals. If you hunt a deer, you know the habits of a deer. And what they do, they sit in the tree, sit by the water, and you know sooner or later a deer gonna walk through there. So if you really want to know your mate, learn their habits. And once you learn the habit, you know the person. But our problem, we don't take time out to want to learn nobody, because sometimes we look at a person, a physical appearance that may overwhelm us. You know, she may be good looking. She may have a fine body. He may have a six pack. And we overlook some of the other stuff.
The faults.
The faults is there. And I hear this a whole lot.
The handsome.
Yeah. And I hear this all. Oh, he a good. And I hear, he a good man. He can't be that good.
She's
if he ain't
beautiful.
Satisfied you. Yeah. So we got to be able to look at and understand and communicate. Without a relationship, you can't communicate. And this is where a lot of our relationships are falling apart. Because and most of the communication is a misunderstanding.
Yes, I agree.
I can say, well, you know what? She's a sweet person. Oh, what you mean she's sweet? I ain't sweet. And still you're saying, well, can you explain yourself? What do you mean by she's sweet?
Well, a lot of people have insecurities.
That's the problem. But yet still they won't ask nobody to explain yourself so I can get a clear understanding.
You know, I think what happens in a relationship is a husband and wife, they forget how to have fun.
Yes, they do.
They forget how to date
mm-hmm.
and court each other. You yes. have to. Courtship is a continuum throughout the marriage. It's not just you get married, you get busy, you get this. You have to still have humor.
You got to make some time.
You got to remember what attracted you to her. You have to. It's still there. You know, a lot of times we get so bogged down with job and work and we're coming across other people to we just really take our spouses for granted.
Mm.
In the workplace, you know, is a good example because now you got somebody rubbing you on the head and telling you how handsome you look, and your wife probably ain't told you how handsome you looked
in a long time.
So you're looking for somebody to stroke that ego,
or
ladies are looking for somebody to pay attention to them because they're used to somebody, their husband, telling them good things or sweet things, but we stop.
Yeah, I got a question for the ladies out in the audience. In Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22, it says, whosoever finds a wife findeth a good thing and attain favor of the Lord. Now, the number here is 772-221-1100. The toll-free number is 888-221-8990. Now, my question is, and I always thought about this, first of all, a woman does not supposed to be looking for a husband. The man is supposed to find a wife.
Excuse me? No.
Here's my question. Because, you know, it says whoever finds a wife.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you got more women looking for husbands.
Looking for a husband.
And they find the wrong person.
First of all, you got to be husband material.
Oh, wait a minute now. My question is, are you wife material?
Well, that's
now, according to the scripture, it says, find a wife. Are you wife? Come on, women, call in at 772-221-1100 and let us hear about, are you wife material? Because maybe you may not be wife material. Maybe that's why you don't have a husband, because you're not wife material. See,
ouch.
That's what the Bible says in order to be. Now, you got to admit, everybody is not a husband, and everybody is not a wife.
Exactly. Some people are just meant to be by themselves.
Meant to be by themselves.
Because they want to control everybody,
yes.
And because they don't do it their way. They're just, you know.
To be a good wife, what is a wife material? So we need to know what is, are you, do you fit the category okay. of being wife material? You want to speak to him? Green button.
Okay, hold on, let me transfer you. We have a caller.
Green button.
Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
I'm calling to say I am wife material.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm a divorcee.
Uh-huh.
Not because I did something wrong, but we both, you know, was fighting, and you know, I won't blame it all on him, but I couldn't deal with the drugs no more.
I hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm still wife material. I'm divorced happily.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God.
Amen.
And everything worked out. We didn't hurt each other. We just couldn't, you know, I couldn't deal with it no more. I said we got to break up, you know, go our separate ways, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And life happens. It
yes.
happens.
Yes.
There's a change that came about in the relationship. And you
yes.
said it wasn't you. You continued to do your wife duties and
yes.
he continued to go
yes.
off with his friends.
Yes.
So situations
yes.
happen in that case. It doesn't
yes,
make
it
you
do.
Less of a woman or more of a woman.
Nope.
It's just that
exactly.
you identified the problem and you had to
right.
take care of it. I understand
yep.
that.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right, God bless.
Yes, thank God bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless.
Amen. In today's society, Everything is microwave. Everything was quick. And me as a man, and my wife, and when I first met her, me and her, we went to the table like we was doing a bargain for the union. I wanted to know what she had to bring to enhance what I wanted to do. And at the same time, she wanted to know what I had to enhance what she wanted to do. So we sent to the table, and we laid everything out on the table.
It's, you know, Apostle, on that note, it's different when you know what you want,
yes,
what you're looking for.
Yes.
Before I met you, I prayed because mm-hmm. I was in a marriage.
Yes.
My husband is deceased. Mm-hmm. We raised three children together.
Mm-hmm.
I want to some women out there, they will know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in a relationship, and even though you married that person, you know that that was really not the person that you married.
Yes.
That, you know, that's your husband.
Yes.
So we go through the motions, and then there's that first trial period. And I say that that was my learning experience, mm-hmm. because he really taught me, because he got me from an early age. I mean, mm-hmm. I was 14 when I met him. Actually, yeah, 13 and a half when I met him. So, you know, I had three children with him. A lot of things went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He got sick during our mm-hmm. our time of marriage, but I didn't let that stop me. I still had to. I knew that I was the one that had to be the breadwinner of mm-hmm. the family, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are out there and you're the stronger mm-hmm. person, sometimes men feel threatened by women that are go-getters.
Yes.
You know, it's not that I didn't love him. It's just that I had to do what I had to do to provide for the family, because the husband shoes became my shoes.
Yeah.
So he felt threatened because he thought that he was going to lose me because I was going to school to be a nurse. And that thought was always in his head, that I was going to marry a doctor after I graduated.
Mm.
But to make a long story short, we do get into marriages that are not a good fit for us. But not to say that you can't learn from that marriage, because I learned a great deal from that marriage. And it's the marriage that we have now that is so wholesome
mm-hmm.
that I can truly say that I am a wife because of it.
Yes. Yes.
You go through the struggles. You go through the first time not communicating with each other, being mad with each other because of all of the responsibilities, and you feel that this person is not listening, and you feel that you're doing more, and what are you doing?
Yes. On that note, what I found out in our marriage, and a lot of men need to understand this, and I noticed when you used to work, and I'll be home sometime, I'll be tired. But when you come home, sometime I realize that you just wanted to vent. You just want to.
About my day.
About that day.
That's right.
And I sit there and just listen to you. Not necessarily have to give you an answer for everything. Because then when I listen, you say, I'm just venting. So we got to be able sometime to have an ear so that we can hear when our mates are venting and when our mates are really have a concern. And I never forget the time when that man was trying to talk to you to that gas station. And my wife came home, because I knew her that well. When she hit the door, I looked at the figure. I said, uh-oh, something wrong. Something wrong somewhere. And I looked at her. I said, who tried to talk to you? And I said, don't tell me, because I know somebody tried to talk to you. She said, well, this man at the gas station. But just because I knew her habits, and I studied my wife, and
that's
a man
scary.
She'll know. When a woman come home and she have a headache, she shouldn't have to say anything.
He should automatically know it.
He should know when this woman need a hug. He should know when this woman need to be kissed or be embraced. Just walk back and just pat her and keep on moving. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are the things that are missing in a relationship.
We're not paying attention to each other.
No, because we're too busy watching football. Too busy wanting to go fishing. You know I love fishing.
Out with our friends.
Yeah.
You know, everything comes in the middle
of
the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, so, other people come in the middle of the relationship.
Yeah.
Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that when people, your friends around you, see a nice, healthy relationship, do you not know that your friends are actually jealous of your relationship?
Yes. Yes.
And they're going to do everything in their power to try to pull you apart and keep you apart?
Yes. And in the audience, I have one of my granddaughters that live with us. And she watches our marriage. And I feel sorry for the man going to try to date her. Because he got to come up to my standards. I'm serious. He got to come to my standards.
Or her grandmother's.
Yeah, because she watches me and how I treat her grandmother. And that been instilled in her. So she ain't going to let no any man come in her life and do and say what he want to do. So us men folks, we got to be able to show our children what is a healthy relationship.
Exactly.
We got to let them know, special boys, we got to let our boys know what is a good and a healthy relationship. You ain't got to be beating on no woman. Come on, somebody. That's not right.
Well, men do, or women do, what they're taught growing up as a child.
Yes.
So if that happens, if they do it and they don't want to do it, it's not, you know, it's just that it happens because they, you know, they see it coming up.
Yes.
And they don't know any other way.
You know any way. And that's what's wrong with a lot of relationships, because when they get in the relationship, it brings in a whole lot of baggage that they took from the last relationship and they want to bring it into the new relationship, and that ain't going to work.
It's not going
to
work.
You got to be able to dump that old baggage before you get into the new relationship.
Well, we're coming to a close, but this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
Of our marriage seminar that is going to be held on September
19th.
The 19th. That is a Saturday.
Yes.
And also it is going to, I don't know how it happened, but it just ran right into our Women Ambassadors program that we will be having the 17th, September 17th, 18th, and we're closing out on the 20th. And the theme will be spiritual growth in ministry. Yes. So come out, join us.
Yes. This is Chief Apostle Bernie Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, from First Church 5-4 Fellowship at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, 34953. Sunday morning service start at 11 o'clock for Sunday school, and our morning worship start at 12. Call us if you need a ride and want to come and worship with us. We'll be more than happy to come in. Oh, here we go. We're getting ready to go. Our motto, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And may God bless you, and may God keep you, and may the Lord add richest blessings unto your life. See you the next Saturday. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.